listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and with Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. We can expect a shower or two today, with Mackay and Airlie Beach both heading for 30 degrees is what we're covering this Wednesday, March 22. What's next for Queensland's youth justice laws? Local man recognised for bravery and changes to the cutter side. The implementation of Queensland's new youth crime laws is progressing. Last week in State Parliament, the Strengthening Community Safety Bill was passed, meaning we'll see changes to breach of bail for youth offenders, lengthier jail terms for car theft and more. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the laws will go to Governor and Council tomorrow.
So that will need to happen before the powers are effectively in the hands of police and the courts. Of course, a lot of what we announced didn't relate to the bill and the Act, so that can be implemented now. That's the extension of programs.
Meantime, a West Mackay man's bail has been extended after appearing in a Sydney court yesterday over three child abuse-related offences. According to police, the 56-year-old arrived in Sydney from the Philippines on January 7 when Australian Border Force officers selected the man for a bag inspection. They allege they found child abuse material on the man's phone and messages discussing the sexual abuse of children in the Philippines. The matter was adjourned until early May, with the man granted bail with strict conditions. To other news now, two Mackay locals have been recognised for their courage and conduct in the latest Australian bravery decorations. Ben McCauley from RACQ CQ Rescue is one of those. He swam 40 metres to help a woman to safety after she'd been bitten by a shark in Sid Harbour back in 2018. Dean Bird from Andergrove has been awarded with a group bravery citation for helping free people from burning vehicles after a crash on the Bruce Highway south of Gladstone in 2020. And local farmers will play a key part in meeting Queensland's net zero target, according to the state government, as it releases its low emissions agriculture roadmap. It's identified emissions on farm tech, carbon farming and supply chains as pathways for a greener future. While it's claimed many farmers are already reducing emissions to meet consumer expectations, Ag Minister Mark Furness says the government will support the industry to do more.
We will work with the primary producers in terms of industry as well to look at those opportunities in the future. So this is a long-term process.
Let's take a look at some sport now. Round three of the Q Cup will see the Mackay Cutters take on northern rivals the Townsville Blackhawks this weekend. Coach Michael Comerford says the team has made improvements following their two losses and will be chasing a win this weekend.
We let an opportunity slip on the weekend, but you know, we improved some areas that were pretty poor in the winning game and tidied them up. And you know, we now look at, well, we've got to be better.
Cutters newbie Jalen To'o will be stepping in for winger Flynn Camilleri again, the match to take place at the Cutters' home ground. Meantime, Mackay local Reuben Cotter has been sidelined ahead of the Cowboys match this weekend against the Gold Coast Titans. Griffin Neem has been named to start at prop, with Cotter off with a knee injury. He's expected to miss between 2 and 4 weeks. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whitsundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.